This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Chabela mahala, man. Good morning, Male.
Top of the morning to you, Gwena.
How are you?
Sure, I'm blessed. I'm so grateful.
Can I just get this out of the way?
Yes.
I love your voice.
Like, even the speaking voice, not the singing voice.
The husky speaking voice this morning.
Oh, man.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for coming through and spending time with us on this beautiful morning.
Yes, sir.
How have you been?
You know, we thank God for life. Thank God that, you know, opportunities to be back on the stage are here with us again to connect with our audiences. So for that, I'm very grateful.
We survived COVID.
We did.
And lockdown and all the things that came,
that
with,
came
it,
with it.
Of not working and not making money and not performing. And all. How was that period for you?
You know, interestingly enough, obviously it was very difficult times. But I happened to be pregnant. And expecting a new bundle of joy. And so that was a blessing for me, I think. And that was the period I was also in studio recording this new album, Lerato Laka. So I think it was a creative moment and experience for me, reflecting on what was going on and trying to put it all.
You know, that's not you who wrote that album, right? You know, it's not you, right? It's the other person, that was inside, that was writing.
Inspiring it all, yeah.
That was writing
the... It was beautiful. Yes. Yeah.
No, it must have been a beautiful journey to also, you know, just share the emotions that you were going through with that. Let's take a few steps back and talk about Male, the musician. I mean... Right. You probably get this all the time, all these interviews, but where does it come from? Where does this start? Yeah.
You know, my gran is probably the first person I talk about. How was Orana? Where does all of this talent or the gift come from? My grandmother is known to be a musician. My dad also followed suit and was part of a band that Tsapotsola, the late and great, was a part of many years ago called the Blue Diamonds, was it?
Yeah.
The Blue Diamonds.
Yeah. Yako Lesotho.
Yako Lesotho. Ntatoka na nqoqela mihleng ya bona when they would pursue this dream. And then they had a very corrupt manager who didn't pay for their band equipment. And then a big truck came one day and swept all of their instruments away. It's a very sad story.
Sure.
But yeah, so, you know, when I was now coming into wanting to do this music professionally, he was quite apprehensive. Obviously, following the kind of experience that he had. So, mkhono ibe bantate ibe banana. I hope it kind of stops there. I'm like, bana ba ka ke tloba di architect le di lawyer ntho tse monate.
So 2011 stepchild. Was it 2011, right?
Yes.
Tell me about that. I mean, tell me firstly the title of the album.
A lot of people will think that I'm talking about a stepchild, but I mean, it was the first line of the song, of one of the first songs that I wrote. And it just said, stepchild into the wilderness of me. And it was really just an invitation for people to get a sense of who I was and who I wanted to be as an artist.
Also, has a stepchild.
Has a stepchild.
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 Damn.
Yeah.
I was this years old when... when I found out that's what your album
but it was a really lovely experience. I think it's very intimidating, obviously, when you're an artist coming out for the first time, sharing your music for the first time, not really knowing how people are going to relate to you. But I just wanted to be as authentic as I could be, writing songs from the little experience that I had as a young I'd just come into my 20s, so I really just wanted to express myself and the visions that I had for myself through that particular album.
Well, when you do music, I mean, do you, and I know it's almost impossible to answer this, but do you box yourself or does the music box you?
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, because why I'm asking is that the first time I heard Chimsoro, and I'm like, okay, that's something.
Yeah.
And then Kimo Africa. And I mean, Kimo Africa just took a life of its own.
Of course,
it's just, I mean, I've heard many artists do a rendition of this song.
Right.
I remember I was in I think Ireland.
Right.
And then there was an Irish band that was playing Kimo Africa. And I was literally shook. I was like,
all the way.
You know what I mean? And that goes to show you like how sometimes music can just take a life of its own.
Of its own.
So back to my point, Khori, did the music choose or were you like, this is the sound that I want? Because as much as African pop, if I can call it that.
Right.
Afro pop.
As a genre,
yeah,
sure.
But yours is, I don't know, slightly mellow, different something? Yeah,
you know, I think for me, I definitely, as an artist, and and when I look back and I look at my career, I've always tried to just be true to what I'm feeling in that moment. So I don't allow myself to be boxed and I don't allow myself to shy away from exploring with any kind of sound that I'm interested in exploring at that particular time. You know, if you listen to Lerato Laka as an album, it's quite different from the last two albums, in that maybe the last two albums I was working with a jazz producer. And so perhaps working with a producer who had that kind of jazzy background brought, you know, all of those other soulful elements, etc. But I think as an artist, I've just always allowed myself to be where I want to be in that moment that I'm in and express myself.
So what sort of influences in terms of your music did you grow up in? Or rather, maybe let me put it, what kind of music did young Malay want to do?
I think I can definitely say the music my dad listened to influenced me a lot. I know our road trips were the likes of Ray Charles. At a point, Tracy Chapman, my dad was a huge fan. I still have the Commodores playing in my car today because of that. And I think one of the bands that really kind of opened my mind as a young you know, just under the age of 10 was a Sango Mota, because it was the first time I was hearing the music, Gasesotho, and I was like, wow, is this what we sound like? You know, in my mind, in my little mind, I thought, this is really incredible. Mm. And I think Sango Mota for sure, Ntate Tshepo, was a great influence in terms of who I kind of heard myself potentially becoming as an artist.
And I mean, Sanko Mota, Groundbreakers. Timeless music.
Absolutely.
We were just talking about Heritage Day music. You gotta bring in a Sanko Mota somewhere there when you talk. But now you come out, you're doing music, you get well received. What was that like? And what, I guess, kept you going to say, I want to share more of me, I want to share more of the sound with the people out there?
Yeah. I think I've just always known that I'm purposed for this path of creating songs, because we go through the different phases of our lives and it's the music that becomes like the soundtrack of our lives, you know? I used to do a lot of, you know, at some stage I was in events and I was a production coordinator and I was freelancing for a couple of years. And I remember the last time before I decided to just quit my job, I was working at Baseline. And you can imagine being upstairs, pushing emails and sending out all sorts of documents. And downstairs are sounds of music.
We're not busy.
And I was like, what am I doing here? I think that was one of the moments in my life that just, you know, I really had to look at myself and I think kind of challenge myself, because I was afraid and I wanted what felt and what I was told would be steady income and it would be the right way to go and build my career and all of that. And I had to believe in what I knew instinctively was my path.
Yeah, and that's sure. That is very hard to do. We get too much comfortable.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people who are in corporate spaces who are really creatives and would really rather be pursuing that dream and are afraid to. Honestly, just afraid. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's why what's that saying? we people die very early in their age. You die in their 20s, but then having you physically die at 70. Sure. But because for the 30, 40 years that you're not really following fulfilling what your dream is. Mm. We're in conversation with the Afropop artist Malay. We're hanging out with her. You can give us a call 0861-987-000, tweets at PowerFM987 or directly at Marara Mwabelo. So far, when you look at just the process of making music, what drives you in terms of just sharing of yourself? Do you, I don't know, like your writing process, what is it like?
I think it always depends. I mean, there are times that I feel like I have nothing to say. Actually, I have writer's block sometimes during these processes. But I find I often work very well when I have the music come to me first. So sometimes it's really just a melody that drops into my head. Mm. And I feel like I sense from the melody what the song wants to say. And then I pick whatever moment in my life. Because a lot of the songs that I write are really based off of my own personal experiences for the most part, you know.
Didn't they, Ari? Osalebala Malay's music, You Make My Heart Go on the playlist. Doch, that's for you, Spuda. Let's play a little bit of it.
What?
You make my heart go.
Arwat.
What? Queen, I'm stuck on Chimzoro. Come on.
Okay, play Chimzoro a bit. In conversation with Malay. So what are you working on now? New album out?
Yes. The new album has been doing very well. Mm. And the reception has been incredible. Lagato Laka is one of my favorites on this album.
Any specific person directed to?
Specific people asking
for a friend.
it's been good. God has blessed me with a good partner in this life, so I'm very happily married, and that's wonderful to be able to share as well. But I am currently just working on a couple of performances. It's Summer, Homonati, the Festival of Dibuti. I've got Makufe coming up.
Oh, lovely.
On the 7th of October, Divas Concert. Blomfanteni. So I'd love to invite anybody who's a fan to come through.
We must do Makufe, ne?
Please don't miss it.
Like, why not, eh? I think we need to do something about this. Yeah, let's do Makufe, guys. You've got connections. when they ask us, hey, richomitsa male. That's all. Lebo manglo
na go diva.
Hey, male ki bona.
So
let's take it back a little bit before we wrap up. I mean, in terms of just the experience that you've had in music and just sharing of you. I mean, how would you sum up that phase that you've gone through from that first album, which for me remains timeless? I mean, that was way ahead of its time.
Yes,
it will remain very relevant. How has that journey been up to now?
It's really been an incredible one. I think when I look back, I always am very grateful that I've really realized a lot of my dreams as a young teenage girl in the Free State wanting to come out to the big city. I thank God for the achievements that I've been able to get in this career, and also just the relationships that I've built, the supporters. I think that was another thing for me. I was quiet for quite a while, and my inboxes were just constantly of people asking me, where are you? We miss you. Please give us something new, you know. So I think that for me is the most important part of my journey, having known that, you know, your music really does... the music has stood the test of time, and it continues to become and remains a soundtrack to many people's lives. So that is a gift in itself, and I'm very grateful to have been part of this experience thus far. But we have
and
how many more
to
years
come.
To go? Yes.
Many more. I mean, you gotta do those international gigs.
Absolutely.
You gotta do those international gigs. That music has to go out there. What keeps you going on a daily basis?
My family, you know, I was a little bit late this morning. My son wasn't very well. And I had to attend to him, and I was like, oh, now I have to go, you know. I think it's been such a blessing to be a mother. That's what keeps me going these days. I really realize that life is just beyond me and my and what I thought would be enough for me. I really want to be the best version of myself for my kids, to be able to say, oh, that woman was great, you know, and she lived a, beautiful life.
I trust me, I can relate. I always say that if there's one legacy that I want to, it's my kids to
Absolutely.
Say our father was a great man.
Yes, sir.
So, trick question. Mm-hmm. not that bad. If you could sum up where you are in your life in a song, what song would it be? Could be a song that exists. It could be a title that you can make up right now. Or if you can't do a song, maybe in a movie or a book. Like Pursuit of Happiness, for argument's sake. Eternal Sunshine of a Spotless Mind. Delusion Swagger. I'm a Piano for Life. It could be anything.
I'll be watching. There's music in the air. Yes.
That's it.
And I wish I could sing it so early this morning. With this husky voice. There's music in the air. Oh, and makes the sorrow go. Let the music take you there. Far from the world, you know. What happened to my bass in that usually? Bum, bum.
Let's go home, guys. I think that's it. That's it. Male, thank you so much for coming through. And I hope the little man gets well.
Yes, yeah. Well, he's well.
Skepe?
Like, Male Chimsoro.
This is the one. Yeah.
What?
Yes. Okay, I'm starstruck.
Are you starstruck?
Serious?
It's fine, you'll take a selfie.
I love that song.
We'll go to the
music. I love that song.
Quickly, Male, for those that want to follow you, find you, find out about your performances, where and how do we go?
Please, it's at @Male_music on all the social platforms, @Male_music. And we've got a lot of beautiful performances coming up.
And we'll be hanging out with Male, ko VIP, ko Divas Concert, ko
Makufe. 7th of October.
7th of October.
Power News.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.